Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2024, and we have a selection of important stories for you. We kick off in the realm of sustainable growth, where REST, an Australian superannuation fund, has become a key investor in Fidelity International's Logix Fund. Dedicated to driving sustainable growth, the fund's strategy involves the renovation of logistics infrastructures in Western Europe. This venture is not only aimed at achieving net zero carbon emissions, but it's also expected to stimulate substantial financial returns due to the rising demand for energy-efficient facilities. Reflecting REST's commitment to impact investment and environmental sustainability, this venture targets an increase of such investments in their portfolio to 1% by 2026. Switching gears to the consumer sector, recent findings reveal a falling trend in Australian consumer sentiment. Data from Westpac's April survey indicates a 2.4% decrease, taking the sentiment down to 82.4 points, a level that's been below the neutral 100 points threshold for over 2 years now. This drop reinforces a heightened economic skepticism amongst consumers, largely due to soaring inflation and surging interest rates. Indeed, these are challenging times for the Reserve Bank of Australia as they endeavor to strike a balance between facing inflation and addressing the financial pressure on households. Expect updates on this story as economic indicators are released. Moving on to insurance, it's been a challenging time for residents in Queensland who experienced the 2022 floods. During an ongoing federal inquiry into insurer practices, residents have voiced concerns about confusing insurance jargon, slowing down claims resolution, and substandard settlement offers stemming from inconsistent loss evaluations. Advocacy groups are calling for insurers to employ clearer communication and implement tenant-focused policies, with the inquiry's findings potentially shaping future policy discussions to better assist communities post-disaster. And finally, in response to escalating weather-related threats due to climate change, insurance broker Aon underscores the key role insurers should take in driving societal adaptation and resilience. Last year, Australia faced severe weather events, Cyclone Jasper and Queensland floods, resulting in losses amounting to significantly over $1 billion. As global insured losses continue to climb beyond the average rate, there's a pressing call for countries like Australia to innovate in risk mitigation. We will be closely following progress in this area. And that wraps up our daily news briefing for today, fueled by Financial Services Online, your go-to source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au to find more updates, insights, and tools. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for our next roundup of the most important financial developments in Australia.